Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
You're in tune, of course, to 96.7 FM. You're in tune, of course, to all the things on the air today.com. We are a podcast and radio. Today's show, as I told you this morning, and you got to remember, I'm always give him credit. Mr. Paul Harvey was one of the people who influenced me in radio. And I love what he always did. I love Chicago. I love Biggs Radio. I love On the Air Today.com. I love Veterans Health Network because they understand that we have a job to do. And that's to be there when a veteran needs us, to be able to get information when they can't get it anywhere else, to be able to hear stuff when they can't see, to be able to see stuff when they can't hear. We do it all right here. This is not only a radio station anymore. We do podcasts. We do television. And all of our television comes from Studio 104 way up there in Washington, D.C., because we stand close to the VA. We believe in them. We are right now looking at one event, 9/11. And I was able to go out on 9/11, and I'm going to give a special shout out to the grocery stores in America. I understand that no matter what, come the holidays, you can always see one of the Salvation Army people in front of a grocery store or in public. So we want to thank our retail outlets for their support to veterans. And I'm especially thank my people at Publix. And, of course, all those employees who work, who say yes to what they do, say yes to veterans, too. I'm going to write that as a song. That kind of matched up his words. The main thing is, if you really want to help a veteran, then make him a part of the fabric of America. Yes, hire him. Yes, make sure that he has jobs. Yes, make sure that they can do what they do, because most of us don't pay attention to it. Do you know that when I was growing up, all the veterans were men? I don't even think the Waxer Waves were really considered military. But now we have a large percentage of our military and our veterans are women. So how does that change the fabric of the VA? What does that do when the VA was set up to handle men? We know now that the VA has stood the test of time. They stood up. They are making ways so that the women get treated with respect. And I want all you women, no matter what you've gone through, we're here to help. And if you don't get help, come to us on the air today.com, WVETonlineradio.com, and let us do our best to help. We have a lot of information and a lot of organizations who, over the years, have gained our help, and we help them. A lot of times when you get overwhelmed with a big organization like the VA, some of the people in the other areas or rural areas may get lost. We're here to make sure you don't get lost because you can hear us anytime, and we will give you information. Going to OnTheAirToday.com, we have a special section that we talk about information, and I want you to know, yes, it's there for you. Look at it. If it's not on the list, let us know, and we will make sure we reach out and add that to the list, because it's important that we provide information. Now, I found something new, and I'm going to sing it to you. But first, let's look at OnTheAirToday.com, the Air Today Online Podcast Network. You go to the network, click here. It's the top of the website, and it gives you a place to go where we publish name, place, time that you can get in touch with some of the places. And I'm going to always do my guys first, Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255, Military Crisis Line, 800-273-8255. Military Helpline, 877-247-4645. And that's the way we do it. We do cover a lot of other areas. Military sexual trauma resources for women. I recently interviewed two ladies who had gone through this. And I want to tell all the veterans, whether you're male or female, go grab that woman. If she's had that problem, they have help. It happens. And we know it happens. But we have help for those things that happen. We have help for people to get shot. We have help for sexual trauma. Women, don't stand by yourselves. We're here to stand with you on the air today.com. Now, I've given you out a couple of those right there. I want you to know that I do this because I believe in it. And yesterday, we worked 9/11. Somebody asked me, well, that's a lot of people. I said, there's only two reasons we do 9/11. Number one, many years ago, I was working with some Caribbeans, and we ended up doing a video called Pray for Love, Jamaica for USA, Pray for Love. And we went to Washington. And we went to New York and we stood there at the hole in the ground. And I know what it means because I was there. When we talk to our veterans from World War II, they were there. When we talk to our veterans from Vietnam, they were there. So, yes, all of us who were in America, who may not be old enough to remember 9/11, we're not going to let you forget because we were there. And we stood with a bunch of veterans yesterday and they waved their flags and they did what they do. And one lady stood there with one sign says, never let you forget. And I took a picture with her. You can go to the website on theairtoday.com. It'll be popping up on there and you'll see what we did for 9/11 this year. And I'll never forget my guys. Pray for love. All the guys who did that and stood up for New York, and we went to New York, my friend Tinga Stewart, Freddie McGregor, and oh yeah, Dr. Alva Fearon and his wife and all of his family, they stood for America, and they were from Jamaica. And Pray for Love. If you get a chance to go find it, it's on YouTube somewhere, Pray for Love, and you'll see one of the best videos ever cut. Now, as we talked about earlier this morning, I'm going to do it again right here. Welcome to the VA Podcast Network, and look for us to be coming up on the podcast network very soon. We've been trying to get it done. They've been trying to put together this, and they finally got it done. And they say, welcome to the VA Podcast Network, learning new things while staying entertained. It's never been easier for American veterans. Staying entertained and getting information is a new way of radio. It's called podcast. And now the VA has stepped up and they have a whole list of different podcasts that you can go on that all are related to VA matters. So, Born to Battle. I just happen to like that name. And they have Rachel Hahn, Rebecca K.O., and Nick, well, Bellner. These are some of their VA people who do their podcast to support veterans. And that was Born to Battle recent episodes. So I want everybody, if you got a computer, please find the VA Podcast Network. Look for us. Delivering More Together is a podcast. And I like that one because we have to work together and deliver more. It's very important. Very, very important. The next one is Tech Talks. Tech Talks might lend itself to something that we know. It's called Tactical Talks. How do you overcome a problem? How do you get something done? How do you make it happen? Tech Talk. Fresh Focus. And I love this one. It's got a bunch of fresh fruit and a flag in the middle because these are new people saying, hey, here's our way of trying to get this information to you. So now, if you really want to do or hear or want to be a part of the podcast world, Vets First Podcast. These are all podcasts working with the VA to help break into the podcast industry of radio. And the VA is standing up to the front. Wait a minute, I missed one. Rocky Mountain, MIRECC. What? Podcast Network. I might have to click on that and see what they're doing. MIRECC. And all of this is with the VA. You can listen to these programs. You can get a chance to know what they mean. You can get a chance to meet some of the new people helping keep this information available, because we still have two major problems. One is timing, and we got to make it easier for veterans to get to the hospital or get to where they got to go, get the services and get out. And the other one is suicide prevention. Suicide prevention is a primary function that we're not going to stand by no matter what. You can get treatment. You can get good treatment, but you got to know where to go. And depending on where you are in the Rocky Mountain area, there's a guy up there. He does short talks. You know, he's not on with you a whole lot of time. It's called short talks on suicide prevention. Main thing is to call us right here on the airtoday.com, email, text. I used to do phone calls, and now you don't have to do a phone call. You can text them. You can email. You can Facebook. You can Instagram. You can whatever the social media it is, we are part of it. Reach us out or reach out to your VA and make sure that they can help you. And if they can't, call us. We have alternative people. When it comes to medicine, we are and support fully the Veterans Help Network. Richard Coselli, he's down here in Florida, but he's on his way to Dallas right now. He'll be in Dallas tonight. He has proven that the Veterans Health Network is somebody that we are glad to stand with, because they do alternative research. So yes, stem cells do work, and they can show you how. They can show you what to do. Some things the Veterans Administration can't do, but there is a Veterans Health Network that would do the research and help you in that area. So we've talked podcasts. We've talked, talk. And we know that it's time to say one thing. Never let them forget. It's 9-12. Pinellas Patriots are here to stay. They went to the Conservative Cafe, and one of the ladies remembered me, and we stopped. We took pictures, and I am so glad. In the media business, we don't do politics because we have to be non-biased. We have to give both sides a chance to speak. If I do Republican, then I have to go ahead and let a Democrat talk too. I want to say that we know that we had on 9-10 a national debate. It kind of overshadowed 9-11. But we're not going to never let you forget. Not us at ontheairtoday.com, not us at WVET, not as long as we exist, we remember a time that exists in our lifetime. So we want our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, and 100 years from now, somebody can reach back and say, oh, this is the 100-year anniversary of America's 9-11. That's what we do. We bring you information, entertainment, and fun. And guess what? Today, you know how I do it. I'm going to have a little bit of music anyway. We support Vets 2 podcast. We all work as a team. It's called The New Era. Podcasts have come to stay. We support Vets 2. Thank you. Of course, American Veterans Alliance and all of our Caribbean community, especially our Latin Caribbean community, we support Vets 2. Waddell McGee and his lovely wife, Gloria, thank you for all you guys do to help keep this alive. And we support you too. Yes, that was our time for today. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. And don't forget, 9-11 next year, we'll be here. And I want somebody to stand up and say, we'll never let you forget. Over and out with a shout.
Afraid of so, think of the fear.